John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Amen. It's a great scripture. We're going to talk more about that in a little while. Let's ask Joanne to bring us into church this morning. Let your spirit be free. Just release. Joanne, if you would.
Stand up and pray to our Father today. Hallelujah. What a great Father. What a great God. What a difference between our God and what the world calls God. Amen. The loving, the compassion, the forgiveness. Hallelujah. Amen. The forgiveness of what we've done in the past. Forgiveness for everything we've done in the past, just to love him is all he asks. Let's pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen? Amen. Amen. Be seated. Enjoy. Let's enjoy God. I have to start off by saying you really love me. I feel something has different, and it's a 6 year now that we're going to build something for God, amen. And maybe in the flesh we see things that we want to see. We wanted 100 people or whatever we see in the flesh, but we got to understand we trust God, amen. And the more I feel God in your, and the more I feel you, I feel that your love for 2 weeks. You've not said anything to me. For 2 weeks you said, I love you, Pastor Larry, and whatever you're doing, we're just going to love you. And for 2 weeks, your pastor failed to do the responsive reading. And nobody said anything because you love me. And then my hunting buddy, Deacon Chuck, said, do you want us not to put the responsive reading in the most loving way? And I thought, you mean I didn't do it? and you love me. We've got a responsive reading, Psalm 19, and now you got to help me now, see? Because I want to hear you read with me God's word. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge.
Hallelujah. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And then yes, the tabernacle for the sun.
Hallelujah. Which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race.
Its bride is from the run from the heaven and searches the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its feet.
Let's all read. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Psalm 19. God's word for our life every day. Amen? Every day. How many days? You wake up in the morning, sit up in your bed and say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you today, Lord. And you will receive blessings. Amen. And it's not coming from me. The word of God said, if you love him and you follow him, he shall bless you. Amen. He shall direct your path, Sergio, if you just simply acknowledge him. Amen. And the reading of God's word is powerful. To who? To you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I thank you for your love. I felt so, it's hard to explain, but when they said, well, you want us to take it out, dig it, and I said, you mean I haven't read the read? But I can tell you one thing from not reading it, that's the best I've ever heard anybody read with me. Hallelujah. So, see, I didn't plan it that way. I'm not going to say I did.
I try to stop you when you start, but I can't.
I know, my bride, and speaking of my bride, today is our 6th wedding anniversary. So, Greg, all the people at the wedding that had 5 years, 9 months, they lost. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a bride. The Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and receives favor from God. Amen. Remember that, men. Remember that. You receive favor from God. Don't look at your wife for the favor. God said he's going to give you the favor. Amen. And it's because of her. Praise the Lord. The testimony today is so real, and we're going to laugh about it in a way, but 241 years is how long this country has been founded. 241 years. And now they're talking about the Declaration of Independence, and they're talking about the Constitution, and they're interpreting, and they're moving it this way, and some people say it doesn't mean that, and some people say, well, the founders were this, and they're going on. 241 years. How many years?
241.
Can you imagine? Now, I'm not getting political, see, now you thought, but can you imagine 2,000 years? We've had God's book, Father's book, for 2,000 years. And they're doing it in churches all over the world. Amen. Well, it doesn't mean this. It means that. The interpretations. Are you with me? They're interpreting this and they're changing this. And man is making a rule in one church and another man's making a rule. And then 100 years later, oh, we got to change that rule. And we have a beautiful friend who's a Eucharist minister, Catholic, bought a medal for her grandchild, a St. Christopher. How many like St. Christopher? Y'all believe you love good Catholics? I'm a Catholic. She bought the St. Christopher medal, brought it to her priest at her church where she's a Eucharist minister, said, would you bless this for me? And he said, no. We found out that old Chris wasn't a saint after all.
They can't find
not a saint.
The third
miracle must have been a card trick. I got that from Father. So I'm saying that 2,000 years and they're trying to tear this book apart. They've tried for 2,000 years. We won't be here, but 2,000 years from now, if we're still waiting for Jesus, they're going to be doing the same thing. This book has lasted through attacks by the smartest men in the world, men much smarter than your pastor, that have tried to attack this book, Sergio, attack where it came from, where it started with, and when all it is about is God. Amen? It's God's word. It's about history, and it's about Jesus. Amen? But it seems like, just like the 241 years of our country, it seems like instead of trying to be stronger every day, it seems like we're lowering the bar all the time in the country, in the church. The language. How many of you all remember my mother to believe what you hear on TV? Amen? I know you're going to say that, but the language that we hear on TV is acceptable today. It wasn't acceptable 30 years ago. The clothes that people wear, amen, was not acceptable 30 years ago. We just keep, oh, that's just today, and that's, well, the language of today and what they're saying. We just continue to lower the bar. Amen? And I'll give you, and this is where I said you're going to laugh, and I said this before. How many of you remember when nothing was open on Sundays? What did we do? We lowered the bar. Oh, wait a minute. How many have kids, you have grandchildren, you have grandchildren? They go to things on Sunday, soccer, baseball, yeah, gymnastics. We got our granddaughter, she's involved in something. She's got straight A's. Madison will be here in a while. And she got into this club where you have to be
a beta club.
And now they're going to have this big celebration. Guess what? On a Saturday and Sunday.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, Thanksgiving weekend too. Sunday has become just the seventh day of the week. We have lowered the bar. Again, amen. And that's what we continue to do. And not just in the world, we do it in church, amen. Instead of feeding the people God's word, we feed them opinions, we feed them politics. And I, for one, even if they say that I can do it, we don't have time for that, amen. What I'm feeding you is for your life. Amen. Where we're talking about God that changes your life. He forgave you for what you did yesterday. Don't you want to know why? Don't you want to know what you can do? And he wants to help you. Amen. So we don't have time to worry about what the world is worried about. Amen. Hallelujah. Children's activities. So many things are planned without God. We have lowered the bar. Amen. We can't miss this or that, but we can miss church on Sunday. Amen. God is becoming an afterthought. Are you with me? I am excited every Sunday, and it may be one of the reasons, I don't know, excuse why I didn't do the responsive reading, because I walk in this door excited. I'm excited to share the teachings and the urgings, and I'm excited about leading you to a new life. Leading you with God's word. I believe that that's the heart of a pastor. When I walk in here, it's not me anymore. Don't look at me. Don't look at Paul. Don't look at Peter. Don't look at Deacon Gary at the Bible study. He's reading Father's word. Amen? And I believe that's the heart of what a church is supposed to be. Hallelujah. To say something to you that enters your spirit, that makes you different when you leave here. Amen. Maybe you won't admit it. Maybe you won't want to talk about it. But when you leave here, you realize something has changed. Amen. That's what we try to do here. That's, you know, so many things in your life. Whose life? Each and every one. There's things that hold you in bondage. Amen. Things that you say you can't get over. Things that you can't change. And God is saying, yes, you can. Release. So I would tell you to release what the devil binds you with. If you're not stronger when you leave from after hearing Father's word, then you're holding on to things not necessary. Amen. How many have problems? Well, let it. I mean, we all have them, but we cannot let them be the first thing we think about, the first thing we talk about. We can't. The more you admit the problem, the more the devil says, I got more to work with me. Amen. You just have to trust God. And it's not going to be perfect. When you leave here at 2 o'clock, things won't be perfect. I'm sorry. God didn't make it that way. But if you leave here with more strength, what's your favorite scripture? John 3:16. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Let me ask you this. And this is, here I am. This is what I'm. How does that scripture help you when you're fighting with your wife on Monday? How does that, your favorite scripture, but when your boss says something to you and you get angry and you look at it, well, God forgave, God gave us sin. You see what I'm saying? That's your favorite scripture because it's the most powerful scripture in the Bible, amen, that God gave his begotten son so we would have eternal life. But in the 98 years that we have to live in this life, we need a little more than that, amen. You need to have something else to talk about, and something when your boss gets mad at you, when your husband gets mad at you, when your wife gets mad at you, when you have a guy driving in front of you that's going 30 miles an hour, or a guy like Chuck who's right there driving 90 miles an hour going left to right with his car, you need to have these things pop up. Amen? You need to have the Word of God pop up so that you're not the same. Are you with me? Hallelujah. So we're gonna study Father's Word in a different way today, but we need to raise the bar. Amen? We need to raise the bar. And I'm not looking at you like saying you need to raise the bar. I really believe in my heart that that's what we're doing in this church. We're talking about Jesus. Amen? We're talking about God. We're reading His Word. I really believe that we are raising the bar. And in my eyes and my flesh say that maybe I'm not doing a good job. Maybe we're not doing a good job. Maybe we're not doing enough. And God say, no, I didn't call you to decide whether you're dead. I called you to preach His Word. Amen? And I believe that God will do the rest of the work. I ask Him all the time, what can we do, Lord? What can we do? And I know each and every one of you are doing the same thing, but we're doing it. We're doing the right things. Can we do more? Absolutely. But we're doing it. I wish that I could be here 7 days a week. I wish that my focus could be right here to do all that we can do. And you know what? Some of you wish the same thing. Amen? But we can't. So we need to trust God. Amen? And then when we fall, when we fall short, we need somebody else to say, give a phone call and say, hey, rejuvenate them again. Amen? Because what we're trying to do is even greater than we realize. We're raising the bar. Churches are pulling the bar down and going with gimmicks and going with seven-piece orchestras and dancers and things that take away from what? The Word of God. Amen? And that's why I believe that we're on the right track. But I believe that we just need to raise the bar. Amen? Because God is worthy. Amen? He's worth it. Amen? Isn't God worth the effort? Especially when He touches you. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. So Lord, as we read Your Word today and we enjoy You today and we talk about things today, if we disagree with it or if it doesn't fit right with our spirit, let us pray to You to say, Lord, help me with that. If there's something blocking me, pray to Lord, remove that, Lord. I got enough problems. I don't need to keep more, especially in Your house, Father, when I'm talking to God. People out there are mad about everything. They are so mad about everything that nothing will fix it. Nothing. But we got God here in our lives today that can fix things for us. And I'm not being selfish. But if He fixed something for you today, then you can teach somebody else how to do it. You can give them the miracle of God in the purest way. Without bragging, without yelling, without screaming, but just the truth of His Word. Then you can change another person's life. And truly, our time on this earth, that's all we really need to be doing. Talking about God. Heaven, Lord knows that I pray my children go to church. My grandchildren go to church. That's first. The help that you get in church. The friendships, the bonds that you make in church. Are the steps that give you the world in a different way to face the world of the problem and say, no, I got to run back to God. I need to run back to my family, to God. When there's no God in your house, when your children leave, they won't be carrying God with them. When there's no God at your work, the bosses and all those people, they don't know God. You got to bring them. You got to be strong. You got to show them God. Hallelujah. God can. And God will. I believe that with all my heart. My heart is here to make this church. For every time that God allows me, it's been 6 years. And it seemed like it was 6 minutes. And I just say, Lord, I want these people to be stronger than they ever thought possible. Not because of Larry Crisilli, but because of You. It's been my heart to talk about God. For us to be stronger, to be different than we were yesterday, with the joy of the Lord. So I pray hearts receive that today, and you let that sink in because God is here with us today. And we need more of God. We need to raise the bar. And God will make that light shine. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Hear my prayer, Lord. So much to be thankful for. We do. Well, when we start talking about reading God's Word, you see, I read in my Haley's book. My Haley's book is a mess. Anybody have a Haley's book at home? My book is a mess. The cover is bent, torn. The pages are bent. I got writing on tape. We're going to get to that in a minute. But it is a mess. But it is one of my best friends. Amen. When I pick up the Haley's book, I feel like I'm picking up a friend who's going to lead me somewhere. Amen. With God. Hallelujah. But when you pick up the Bible, or I hear people talking about reading the Bible, you say, where do I go to read? Right, Pat? You might say, where do I go to read? And then you might say, George Makel, you might say, well, this doesn't make any sense. Then I would tell you simply as a pastor, then read something else. Amen? There's a whole book here. And Proverbs, we're going to talk about. Say that with me. Proverbs today. That's a book, the book of Proverbs. If you just carry that around, it brings health to your body. Amen? It brings hope to your heart and your mind. And it brings hunger. Let me explain. With the health that you start to feel, that healthy feeling, you get more hope. You're hopeful now because you got the help. And now that you're more hopeful, guess what? You're hungry, Lisa, to learn more. Amen? For you, today, even though God did give His only begotten Son, amen, that's not going to help you with Fran tomorrow if he doesn't do the dishes. You need God, really. That don't happen. Hey, oh, you always do the dishes? That's not. We're not worthy. We're not. So, I would tell you, if you have a favorite scripture, that's exactly. But favorite scriptures should bring comfort. Amen. Now that comfort of knowing that He gave His only begotten Son, that we have eternal life. Amen. That's the promise of tomorrow. But we need some help today. Can I get an amen? Yes. Hallelujah. We need help today to deal with life, love, work. And there's favorite stories in the Bible, Sergio, that I love to read. And it's like sometimes I go back and I know the story of Jonah, but I love to read the story. How the sailors had to throw him off the ship. I loved it. Or the lost son. You know, there's so many stories that we read in the Bible that are just so interesting to read. And the more you read it, and here's the thing about God's Word, and I know Deacon Gary knows, when you read the Word, all of a sudden something comes back up that you didn't see the first time. Amen? Some word will say, oh, I didn't recognize that. And all of a sudden you start to do a little check-in and say, hey, that's pretty cool. Amen? So, scriptures, your favorite scriptures should be the ones that help you when somebody runs a red light in front of you, when your boss says something, when your friends get you angry, amen, when you get upset. And heaven knows, Karen, that I fought with my mother and father, amen, and I can't believe now that I did, because I loved them with everything in my heart, but there were days that my mom and dad didn't, and mom and I didn't agree. So if I'm going to think that I'm going to think someday, Sergio, we might not disagree, it'd be kind of foolish. But if the day comes where we disagree, I'm going to say, hey, buddy, I mean, this is crazy. I love you. So this is nothing. Whatever you disagree with, amen, can be taken care of if you do it with God, if you do it with love, if you do it with compassion. Sometimes you have to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Ooh. I'm telling you, that's the gift that keeps giving. Because if you admit that you're wrong, and it's so beautiful, and I'm not saying to say you're wrong if you know you're right, but I'm saying if you admit you're wrong, here's the medicine that does, right? It makes the other person, this is great, this is God. When you say, Joanne, I'm wrong about that, and then you'll say, oh, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to. Now, maybe it was my fault too. All of a sudden, everybody's going to be wrong. Everybody's excited now about being wrong because it feels good to be compassionate. And where do we get compassion? Are you with me? All right, praise the Lord. Now, when I went to Grace and Vessels 15 years, when I first saw my pastor's Bibles, Post Larry and Pastor Grace, I said, oh my God. How have you never noticed, Greg? It was bolded and bent over, and she opened up her pages, and papers were falling out, and notes, and she had writing on every page, and she had scriptures, and she had things highlighted, and I'm thinking, you wrote in the Bible? I couldn't believe it. I mean, they were a mess. From cover to cover. I mean, she just, and they, I'm telling you what, The more I realized it, you bought them a new Bible, they'd have handed it back to you and say, here, you read it. Because that Bible became their friend. When they opened up the Bible, they saw highlights. And they saw something worth highlighting, so they read it again. And said, oh, yeah, I remember that. You see, if you don't have any markings in your Bible, and you open it up, you don't remember it. You say, oh, that's God's Word. And you turn the pages. I'm just saying that just what you do with your best friend, you want to know him. Amen? So when you want to know him so much, you start writing, oh, that touched me. Oh, that's right. So when you open up that page again, guess what? You remember. Their Bibles were a mess, Joanne. Listen, I was raised Catholic. I'm sorry, right? No, I'm not sorry I was, but I'm just saying. My wife will tell you, we had a Bible in the house. You had one of them too, Judy? On the coffee table. Do not touch it. We got people that go to school for years. They go to ministry school, they go to seminary schools, they learn about God, they learn, and then they go and they never tell anybody. You gotta read the Word. I'm gonna preach to you today, and I pray that you receive it. But when you sit at home and you just start going through pages, guess who God's gonna talk to? Not me. He's gonna talk to you. Amen, right, Gene? He's gonna talk to you, and all of a sudden you're gonna start talking to God. And listen, argue with him. Please, by all means, he would love a good argument. Because you're standing and talking to God, and you're so that he, if you're arguing with God, guess what? He can talk to you, amen? He's got you in a conversation now, amen? Hallelujah. My Haley's book is a disaster. My concordance is even worse. Now, I don't know why I love my... I'm a little possessive of my things, but my concordance, the pages just fall out.
I've been trying.
Yeah, they're not even in alphabetical order anymore. The L and then there's D's and then... Because it's like my friend, I know it. So what I want to do today, if it's okay with you, I want to read God's Word. Can I read God's Word with you? Now, I tell you where I'm going to go. I didn't do this week. I promise you, and I know that you don't think that, but I had to say it anyway. I'm going to go and I open up the page of Proverbs. And I'm going to just start reading some of the things that I've highlighted and some of the notes. I just want you, because I said to you before, right, John 3:16 is the most powerful scripture. But it's not going to help me on Monday, amen? It's not going to help me on Thursday. It's not going to help me when I don't feel well. It's not going to help my wife if I don't know how to take care of her when she doesn't feel well, amen? So I need a little more than John 3:16, because that's my promise for tomorrow. But I got a bride here today that needs something. Hallelujah. So let's just open up. I'm going to start in Proverbs. I got one right here at 5. Listen to this one. Just a wise man will hear and increase learning. I think that's pretty powerful, don't you? A wise man will hear and increase learning. That just means that you don't know everything, amen? And to admit you don't know everything allows you to what? Learn more. And if you call yourself a wise man or a smart man, then you want to do what? Learn more. And so you read that and say, yeah, maybe I better not think I know so much, and I want to be wise, so I want to. And then it says, I'm going to go look, and here's another one, all yellowed out with words everywhere. It says, my son, hear the instructions of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains around your neck. That's so beautiful. And you think about, yeah, I should. But then there's a little twist to that. When you read it over, like I said, when you keep reading it, something will come out. It's saying that, you know, hear the instructions of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. And well, now we become fathers and mothers, amen, and grandparents. So what are we supposed to be doing? Teaching our children about who? Because if we don't teach children about God, who's going to do it for us? Nobody. Amen? Nobody else has time. They got a soccer game on Sunday. So I read that and I said, you know, that's important to me that I have to try to instruct my children the way my father and mother were supposed to. And if your mother and father didn't do that for you, then there's more for reason why you'd want to do it. Amen? And I got this note, this handwritten I wrote years ago. It says, the state of being wise is called wisdom. Amen? Oh, there's another one I underlined. And fools hate knowledge. That's the Bible, amen? This is a good one. Listen, here's a scripture you can have during the day. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With how much heart? Something goes wrong at work and you feel, wait a minute. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. And then it says, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So you're thinking, okay, I'm having a bad day, something's happening, and I feel anxiety. He said, I'm going to stop. The Bible says, my favorite scripture, trust in the Lord with all my heart. I have to do that. I know when I open my eyes and I look around that things might not change, but I'm going to change. God's going to give me peace, and that'll change. And then it says, I have this in yellow, do not be wise in your own eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. And you say, well, I don't know. What evil do I have? And I tell you this, evil. Anger, anybody ever get angry during the week? That's evil. Anybody doubt? That's evil. Amen. Anybody ever want revenge? We hear a lot about that today. That's evil. Amen. So it says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. And now here's the first health thing in the Bible I'm going to read. And it says, it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. So you want to start feeling better? The Bible says to let go of those things, amen? If you just let go, and I know that you and I talk all the time about Washington, but we have to let go because it's going to make us sick. The Bible says so. So if we let go and we trust in God, then we don't really, I'm going to say, care what they're doing, but it doesn't help you and Bob, and it doesn't help me and my wife to worry about it, amen? So all of a sudden, I'm getting a healing now, amen? All of a sudden, I'm getting stronger. Are you with me? And it says over here, I got one, and all her paths are peace. How many want to live in peace? If you do, say amen. All right. Let's see what I got. Oh, I got this one. Wisdom is the principal thing. Hallelujah. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. See, I have that circled, and I go to that, and I read that, and I said, That's good for me to know because I want to know more. How many want to know more? How many want to be different about a situation? What's that old saying? If you do the same thing every day and want a different, to get a different result, but you do the same thing every day. Hallelujah. Here's another one about health. And I got this circle. This is why I'm telling you to mark your Bible with everything you got. Because when you open it up, and if you see my New Testament, it's even crazier. But when you open it up, you open up the Bible to read a little bit, you see something that matters to who? You. Amen? Not your pastor, but it matters to you because it's something that got where? Right here. Are you with me? That's what I got. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life. They are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. And it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Hallelujah. God is telling you today to just give attention to His words, not your words. And don't let them depart. Because when you hold on to God, and even in the midst of a trouble, you keep them in your heart, they become life to you because they're health to your flesh. When you can go and feel better, your body begins to heal from the inside out. Amen? It's a miracle of God. But that's, and said, so keep your heart with all diligence. I read that. I read that again, and I say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, that'll help me face the thing I'm thinking about, the thing I'm worried about today, all the problems. And now I got a couple of pages I don't really have anything on. See, no, nothing. And it's not that nothing's good there. Amen? It's just that nothing I've wrote, and oh. He who loves instruction loves knowledge. How many want to learn more? Tell me the truth, all right? But this is good. But he who hates correction is stupid. So I looked at that, and I have to admit, I did some work on this one. Because I said, really? Maybe because I have the New King James Version, it says that he who hates correction is stupid. So let me go, and I looked up my Bible on the computer like Deacon Gary would do, and I looked at the NIV, and guess what the NIV says? The same thing. And then there's another one, New Living Text. And it says I'll read it from the CV. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. And it says, it is stupid to have correction, to hate correction. Amen? So it tells me, when I read that, that I don't want to be right in my mind, amen, all the time. I don't want to be right. I don't have to be right, amen? But the Bible says to love knowledge, to gain knowledge. And here's another one. Guys, you're going to love this one. Ladies, listen to this one. You want to, maybe something happened in your wife or your, it says, Greg, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband. Chuck, yes? An excellent wife. So when you get upset about something, and you read that, Karen, don't worry, you're the seed, we'll take care of the husband too, amen? An excellent wife is the crown of her husband. Can I get an amen? And it just stays forever. Hallelujah. Here's another one I got. This is great, right? Anxiety is in the heart of man causes depression. What does it cause? But a good word makes it glad. Hallelujah. If you could take those words, your favorite scripture today, and just say a good word makes the heart glad. What kind of word? Before you start to say something to somebody or joke with somebody or tease somebody, understand that a good word makes that person's heart glad. Amen. And anxiety in the heart, if you're stressing about something, you have depression. How many know that? Oh, he's going to pick on you. Hey, get back at him. There's people taking medicine. And I'm not a doctor, but they're taking medicine for depression. And the psychologist who I've had the absolute blessing to live as a tenant with, who's known all over the world, says, Larry, there's no medicine for depression. There's medicine to calm the body. There's medicine to do a lot of things, but not for depression. Amen. And I said to him, well, the Bible says anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. And he's not a man of God, but he said that's exactly right. It's in the head, in the heart. It's anxiety causes that. Amen. So we need to remove that. And what is anxiety? It's simple. It's stress, it's fear, it's doubt, and it's worry. And you might say, well, how do I know those four? Because it's right here written in my Bible, in my own handwriting. Anxiety, and then I have stress, fear, doubt, and worry. Amen? I got a couple more. Just a couple more, because this is so good. We were reading Father's Word today. And this is important. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Can I get an amen? If you're envious of other people or what they have, it's never going to bring you peace. It's never going to bring you joy. Amen. If you want what somebody else wants, amen, all that's going to do is cause you grief. But it said, but a sound heart is life to the body. The Bible is saying, if you're happy with what you have today, if you can be happy with what you have today, you're in a great place. You're in a place of blessings, amen? You know, God doesn't say every day was going to be happy and rah-rah and we're going to feel great. He said, but if you can be happy with what you have, hallelujah. Let me do one more because this is so... You know, God so loved the world that, you know, He gave His only begotten Son. That's my promise for tomorrow. That is everything to me. But if you want with your boss, with your mate, with your children, with your friends, you want to listen to this and you want to have this in your heart. And somebody asked you what's your favorite scripture and you told them this, they wouldn't know how to respond if they didn't know God. Listen, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. When you get upset, wherever you are, about anything, if you understand before these move, a soft answer turns away wrath. Amen? You understand that scripture, and you carry that scripture with you, that'll be some kind of a healing in your life. Every day, amen, to understand what the scriptures are. A soft answer. You might not want to give that soft answer, amen, but it says what will happen. But the harsh word, you're going to stir up anger. If you're ready to stir the anger up, then go ahead and say what's up here before you start speaking from here, amen? Because you're going to cause more things to have to be repaired, amen? I don't know about you, but I remember things that I did with my dad that I'm still sorry about, amen? Because that stays with you, no matter how much you forgive and forget. So a soft answer removes any chance that you might ever say something to somebody, especially people that you love, that you have to always walk around with, amen? And we were talking about politicians before. If we just sent that to Washington and everybody read it, imagine how different the country would be in about an hour. And it's not about party and politics. It's about people who just want to stir up anger, amen? So you look at, and you look at what's happening in the world with people who want to stir up anger, amen? But the Bible tells us. What tells us? Hallelujah. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Sometimes the blessing of God, sometimes to know God and to have that, is to not say something. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hello? Not say it. You know, you say the first thing, you get upset at somebody, you don't even think, and you say it. Harsh, and all it does is stir up anger, and it hurts the other person's heart. Amen? The person that you love, okay, I don't love my boss, but you don't want to stir up anger. You love your children. You don't want to, so you, sometimes you don't want to say, and sometimes the blessing of knowing the wisdom is to say nothing at all. Sometimes when you say something, you simply want to be right. Oh, I'm right, and I'm going to say it. And all you do is cause so much bad to happen, amen, in your life, in your family's life, in your friend's life, and I'm telling you, it happens, guess what, in church, amen, it happens in church. The last place that it should happen is here, because I believe they're not preaching this word enough, amen. They're not, we just read God's word for 15 minutes. Does anybody feel better? I feel better. I feel like I've learned something today. I feel like in this book is things for me that are going to last me a lifetime, Sergio. You know, 20 years from now, I might not know where you are, but I know that if you carry this word in you, you're going to be in a good place. Amen? And when you go home today and things aren't the way they want, and you carry just a little 15 minutes of what we read, you're going to be in a different place. Okay, that's not the way I want, but you know what, God? You gave me a beautiful day, and I'm going to be different today. I'm not going to say anything, or I'm going to say something nice, because I want the heart to heal. I want the heart of my husband or my friend or my boss to feel good. Amen? And it's not phony baloney. I'm not saying say something nice. I'm saying be nice. Be compassionate. Are you with me? Hallelujah. And we just read his word for 15 minutes. Let me close. I love you all. I do, with all my heart. I feel your absence when you're not here. My desire is to feed you something that builds your spirit to want more. Not of me, but of God. Amen. No gimmicks. Every day I read that. Preach the word, Pastor. Preach the word. No gimmicks. We don't need gimmicks. I don't want people who think we need gimmicks. Because it never works. Amen. But the word of God, clear, easy to trust God. Hallelujah. That is the most important. So let me just say this to you. Every doubt that you have is an attack. And an attack from God. Amen. Every disturbance in your spirit, and heaven knows that we give the devil a lot of places where he can put that disturbance. Amen. Is an attack, and it ain't from God. Amen. So I tell you today, and I tell America today, and I tell the world today, refuse to accept those attacks. Refuse it. Because miracles wait. Amen. They await us. And I will close with this, my church, my family. This is your time. Amen. We can be stronger. Amen. We can change just a little every day. And here is the well, right here. This is your well to drink from every day. Hallelujah. So I would challenge you that if you want to read, to mark it up. I'm telling you to start writing stuff on pages so that when you're sitting home alone, said, I want to read the Word of God, and you just open it up and you'll see something that you put in there, and guess who it'll touch? You. This is your book. This is your God. It should be worn and worn and torn, and pages should be marked. Don't treat this like it's you know, that this is yours. God gave this to you. Amen. Don't judge a book by its cover. I love that. Praise God. But it has changed my life every day. When I do sermons, I open up the book and I see all the pages where I've marked and circled, and my eyes go right to them. And when I read them, I understand, and I read them and it makes me closer to God. If you saw my New Testament, and you saw what I did in all the Bible in Matthew and Mark and all, you'll see all kinds of notes, because I want to remember the scriptures, amen, that saved me through the day. Give him praise. This is your book. You want a favorite scripture? Three words in the Bible. You want to carry something with you that makes you stronger every day? Three words in the Bible. Love never fails. Amen. Love never fails. I carry that with me all the time. You give love, it never fails. You show love, compassion. The greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. And today, love still doesn't fail. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Now we're going to do John 3:16 in remembrance of our Father's only begotten Son, who came and became the Lamb that was slain, took all the sins of the world upon Him, separated Himself from His Father for us, hallelujah, for our salvation, as He took the bread and blessed and broke it, saying, "This is my body being torn for you. Eat and do this in remembrance of me." In Jesus' name. Remember, we have some gluten-free crackers too. If you all want to have a gluten-free, if you're having that, Marcia got that for us. So if you don't need it, please leave it for those who do. But we want to have that also for you. Thank you, because we care about you. Days when you need a word from God, and the times that we go through, we need to know that comfort is there and the peace of knowing is there, and that gives us strength to continue, because God always has more for us if we just allow Him to. We have the promise of tomorrow with Jesus, but we have promises for today with God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Don't let anything steal your joy. Don't let anything steal your faith. Remove the doubts. Remove yourself. And let God fill what you thought. Hallelujah. Let Him do it. Let Him heal your body. Stand straighter. Sit straighter. Receive it. Accept it. Let Him heal you. Let the healing begin. The peace that surpasses understanding will heal your body. It's another scripture. The peace that surpasses your own understanding. Hallelujah. Delight yourself in the Lord. He shall give you the desires of your heart. Trust in Him and He shall direct your path. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let the healing be. Let it in. Stop fighting it. Let it change you in a way that other people say, "Wow. Look what God is doing in that person's life. It must be possible. If He can do it, God can do it for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Second Congregational, Elizabeth Street in Derby. Brothers and sisters, you're right with the Lord at this moment. Ask Him to remove our iniquities and accept Him and do this in remembrance of Him. You are right and aligned with the Word of God. In Jesus' name. And if you say, I don't know if I can, I'll remind you of one more scripture. I can do all things through God who strengthens me. All things are possible with God. Give Him praise.